Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, September the 11th, 2010. It's the birthday of David Broder, born Chicago Heights, Illinois, 1929. The Dean of the Washington Press Corps, White House correspondent for the Washington Post, a man who's appeared on Meet the Press more than 400 times. It's the birthday of O. Henry, born William Sidney Porter in Greensboro, North Carolina, 1862, author of the short stories with the surprise endings, The Gift of the Magi, The Ransom of Red Chief, The Cop and the Anthem, and so forth. His uncle owned a drugstore. Mr. Porter became a licensed pharmacist when he was 19, headed west to Texas, worked as a shepherd on a ranch, moved to Austin, played guitars on street corners, fell in love with a teenage girl who suffered from tuberculosis, and he ran away with her. Got a job as a bank teller, but he wasn't a good bookkeeper, and he was fired and charged with embezzlement. The feds indicted him, and Mr. Porter fled to New Orleans, then to Honduras. But when he found out that his beloved wife was on the verge of dying from TB, he came back to Texas, turned himself in, served his time at a federal penitentiary in Ohio, wrote short stories there, and came up with the pseudonym O. Henry. Was enormously productive in the years after his release from prison, wrote about 400 short stories in less than a decade, became famous, became an alcoholic, died at the age of 47 of liver disease. His advice about writer's block, O. Henry said, "When I hit a dry spell, I quit trying to work and I go out and see something of life. You can't write a story that's got any life in it by sitting at a writing table and thinking. You got to get out into the streets, into the crowds, talk with people, and feel the rush and throb of real life. That's the stimulant for a story writer." O. Henry said, "People say I know New York well, but if you just change 23rd Street in one of my New York stories to Main Street and you rub out the Flatiron Building and put in the town hall, the story will fit just as truly in any upstate town. At least I hope this can be said of my stories. So long as a story is true to human nature, all you need do is change the local color to make it fit in any town, northeast, south, or west. If you have the right kind of an eye, you can see all the characters in the Arabian Nights parading up and down Broadway at midday." Here's a poem for today by Kenneth Rexroth, entitled Only Years. I come back to the cottage in Santa Monica Canyon where Andrea and I were poor and happy together. Sometimes we were hungry and stole vegetables from the neighbors' gardens. Sometimes we went out and gathered cigarette butts by flashlight. But we went swimming every day, all year round. We had a dog called Proclus, a vast yellow mongrel, and a white cat named Cyprian. We had our first joint art show, and they began to publish my poems in Paris. We worked under the low umbrella of the acacia in the dooryard. Now I get out of the car and stand before the house in the dusk. The acacia blossoms powder the walk with little pills of gold wool. The odor is drowsy and thick in the early evening. The tree has grown twice as high as the roof. Inside, an old man and woman sit in the lamplight. I go back and drive away to Malibu Beach and sit with a gray-haired childhood friend and watch the full moon rise over the long rollers, wrinkling the dark bay. Only Years by Kenneth Rexroth, from Sacramental Acts, The Love Poems of Kenneth Rexroth, published by Copper Canyon Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.